What's good, y'all? This is Firestarter Friday on Slap Your Faith. I'm JC, and today we're lighting a match under a lie that keeps too many believers broke, bitter, and bound. That lie is that being broke is somehow holy. Let me say that loud and clear. Broke ain't holy. Got it? Broke ain't holy. Some of y'all have been taught that struggling financially means that you're more spiritual. Like having less means you're closer to God. Listen, that's a lie. God ain't against wealth. He's against greed. God is not against wealth. He's against greed. He's against laziness. He's against pride. But he's not against you winning, especially if you're doing it the right way. Let me put it to you plain. You need to stop calling laziness waiting on God. You need to stop calling poor planning faith. And you need to stop calling broke a blessing if it came from bad decisions. You're praying for provision, but you're sleeping through the opportunity. It doesn't work. You're asking for a raise, but you don't show up on time. Come on. Listen, you want God to bless your business, but you won't learn how to run it. These are just great examples of what we're talking about here. Listen, Proverbs 10:4 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." That's the Bible. That's not a business book. It's not a motivational meme. That's the word saying that. That diligent hands bring wealth. Faith isn't about sitting back and hoping God drops money from the sky. Faith is about getting up, showing up, putting in the work, and trusting God with the outcome, right? Now let me get real for you for a minute. Listen, I have started and stopped more businesses than I can count. I've tried so many things that flopped. I've given up too soon more times than I can care to admit. And there were times where I had the fire at the beginning. Happens a lot for me. But then once things get hard, I start looking for shortcuts sometimes. And then sometimes it's just I look for something easier. I mean, let's talk about it. I have made popcorn. I've made fudge. I've made hot dogs. I've made so many things. And I've done what I had to do to make it work. But when I'm sitting there making fudge all day, thinking about how my body's tired and the money's just not coming like I want it to, and then I give up. And I started asking myself, is this it? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And if I'm being honest, sometimes just laziness kicks in. Not the kind where I won't do nothing, but the kind where I'm mentally tapping out. That's being lazy too. Looking for the next idea because I'm tired of doing the hard thing, wanting that quick win and that quick flip. But here's what I learned. The reward is in the long haul. The results come to the ones who refuse to quit. We've talked about that before. Persistence is key. God can bless your hands, but you still have to use them. He can open doors for you, but you still got to walk through the door. The harvest doesn't come without planting, watering, and waiting, right? The harvest doesn't come without planting, and then you got to water it, and then you got to wait. Listen, I haven't been broke just because of money. I was broke in mindset, right? I was broke in patience. I was broke in discipline. And God had to show me that you don't grow by bouncing from one thing to the next. You grow by pushing through all that. You have to push through the brokenness. Push through the brokenness. Let me say this loud for the folks in the back. There is nothing holy about refusing to build. And there's nothing godly about wasting your gifts. He gave these to you. God gave you ideas. God gave you talent. God gave you a voice, a work ethic, and a story. And you're just sitting on it because it's hard. Right? That's crazy. It's not blowing up fast enough. I had that problem. You want to fund ministries. You want to feed people. You want to provide for your family. You want to be the head and not the tail. Then you better stop romanticizing struggle and start putting in the work. You can't have faith without the grind. Without stewardship, without obedience, it's just a dream. Listen to that again. You can have faith. You can have faith. But without the grind, without stewardship, without obedience, without the work, it's just a dream. Listen, next week we're going to dive into God and money, about faith, finances, and the hustle. Because it's just stuff that needs to be talked about. We're going to talk about how to build without selling your soul, how to stay humble while chasing growth, and how to stop using God as an excuse for being broke. Here's what I want you to do, okay? Check your mindset and ask yourself, are you blaming God for what you never worked for? Write down one thing God has put into your hands that you've been sitting on and you haven't done. And then what I want you to do is this weekend, I want you to start, even if it's small, start working on that, okay? Listen, this is JC. Stay focused, stay obedient, and stop wearing poverty like a badge of honor. Broke ain't holy, but obedience is, discipline is, and building what God gave you, that's worship. See you next week.